This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. China's central bank says the foreign exchange reserves in China have declined by some $43 billion U.S. dollars through this past month. This has left the total forex supply in China at just over $3.5 trillion U.S. dollars. September's reduction, the fourth straight month of declines. However, the $43 billion U.S. dollar decline, not nearly as sharp as August. 2 months ago, forex reserves dropped by a record $94 billion U.S. dollars. The Chinese government says it's open to any trade agreements that follow the rules of the World Trade Organization, as well as benefit the regional economy. The Ministry of Commerce releasing the statement after the U.S. and 11 other Pacific Rim countries sealed the Trans-Pacific Partnership earlier this week. The Chinese government says the pact, one of the key free trade agreements for the Asia-Pacific region, pact covering nearly 40% of the global economy. China, the second largest economy in the world and an economic power in the region, not part of the deal. A senior Chinese demographic expert suggesting that a lower-than-expected fertility rate may mean that China's population will peak in 2025. Director of the Institute of Population and Labor Economics at the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, Zhengju Wei, suggesting China's population expected to peak at 1.41 billion people by 2025. As of the end of 2014, the population in China was 1.37 billion. If it peaks in 2025, demographic experts expect the population numbers to decline to 1.3 billion by 2050. The expert notes that China's labor supply will remain roughly stable until 2030, despite the aging and lower fertility challenges the country faces. Zhang and other Chinese experts holding an exchange with their European counterparts at a seminar on economic restructuring and changing employment structures in Brussels on Monday and Tuesday. Projections, part of a series of background reports to be submitted to the Chinese leadership for consideration as it designs its new five-year plan. Sweden's Thomas Lindahl, along with Americans Paul Modrich and Aziz Sankar, have won this year's Nobel Prize for Chemistry. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has given them the honor for their work on mechanistic studies of DNA repair. Their work maps how cells repair damaged DNA, a process considered fundamental in human biology. Chemistry is the third award of the Nobel lineup. The Nobel Committee has already announced the winners of physics and medicine. Chinese researcher Tu Youyou among those sharing the Nobel Prize for Medicine this year for her research into a treatment for malaria. Typhoon Mujie has claimed 19 lives since landing in South China earlier this week. Four fishermen remain missing after their boats were toppled. Close to 3,400 homes were leveled by the massive storm. Nearly 290,000 hectares of cropland were also damaged. Economic losses estimated at just over 23 billion yuan, or about 3.65 billion U.S. dollars. When the typhoon hit, power supplies were also damaged in parts of Guangdong, Guangxi, and Hainan, causing a blackout for nearly 5 million households. Authorities say power supplies will resume within 7 days. The United States releasing a video on Tuesday of search and rescue helicopters and personnel deployed in the mainly Kurdish southeast part of Turkey. Washington dispatching the helicopters, cargo planes, and 300 Air Force troops in the Dakhbar region on Thursday to improve the capability of search and rescue operations in Iraq and Syria. The Turkish government agreeing to open its strategically important bases to the U.S.-led coalition in July. Brazil's health ministry reporting nearly 700 people have died from dengue fever so far this year. The 693 deaths represent a 70% increase in the number of fatalities from the mosquito-borne virus this year compared to last year. Brazil recording 674 deaths from dengue through the whole of 2013. The southeastern part of the country, mainly in the state of Sao Paulo, has recorded the majority of the deaths from dengue this year. There are no known cures for the virus, which causes dengue fever. It's prevalent mostly in tropical areas and is normally not fatal. However, children, the elderly, and those with weakened immune systems can die from the virus. Forecasters are warning thick smog is going to continue to blanket parts of northern China throughout this Wednesday. The National Meteorological Center says it expects the smog will persist in Beijing and Tianjin until a cold front sweeps through later on tonight. Visibility in the region cut down to just 1 kilometer earlier on today. Parts of Hebei, Shandong, Liaoning, Heilongjiang, and Jilin also being affected. A yellow alert, the third highest on the four-tier color alert system, has been activated. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.